by the time I got here to answer any questions. So, how are we doing? Wait for Tom.
Sorry.
Too early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late, and to be late is to be forgotten.
Jarius and what he was able to do in the return game.
You know, they made a great decision on the bluff and got an extra 15 yards. We weren't trying to get him hit there, but it was a good decision on his part. You know, he did a good job on the Peter call, getting over, getting those guys out of bounds. He did a nice job in his return. I thought he should have broke that tackle. I don't think he ran with enough conviction there. And when he saw it on tape, I think he believed what I was telling him, that he got to run hard. I mean, he's not a small man. I mean, he's not a real big guy, but he's strong enough to break through those arm tackles. And I would like to have seen him do that, because if he does, I think we're going to score, because we got two more blocks coming downfield. So he'll get better. He did a nice job. I was pleased with him.
Is he one of those guys who might just lock in a lot better in a game than practice? Because we've seen him have some struggles trying to catch the ball in practice.
Yeah, well, as you know, it's a lot easier indoors, and he's gotten better. You know, when it gets outside and gets a little bit windy, he's a little bit squirrely. Today will be different, because we play a left footer this week on Thursday. So we'll have our jugs. We can set it up so it spins like it's a left footer. So we're going to try that with him today for the first time before and after practice. So we'll see how that goes.
Has he given you enough confidence that if you needed to use him on a regular basis in the regular season, you could do that?
Let's talk after Thursday. So we're not quite there yet. But I think, you know, he's improved every week. So I am pleased by that. And, you know, and I'm not ready to throw Marcus away either. I mean, I think Marcus is going to be a good punt returner as well. So it's going to, but the competition's a great thing at all these spots. So that I'm interested in seeing him on Thursday.
Snap and hold look good on the one Walsh mission.
Yeah, they were good. It was good. Yep, he should have made that. He knows it. He just pulled it a little bit left, and, you know, indoors, 45 yards, he's got plenty of leg. He's got to make those for us.
Is there any concern there for you right now?
No.
Kickoff-wise, he looked a little more consistent than he was.
He still hits him. He'll wrap his foot a little bit, but he still, we call that power alley, that between the left numbers and left hash. And on a right footer, when he really strokes it good, he may not hit it perfect, but with a good follow through, he's going to get, you know, 7, 8, 9 deep, and that's what he did for us. So even the one they brought out, I think we tackled the 17. So that's, you know, that's what we're looking for, either a touchback or a tackle inside the 20. That's what we keep reaching.
In this fourth preseason game, when so many of the starters on offense and defense are sitting, for you it's a little different, because you're really looking at guys who are really vying for spots on your
special teams.
Oh,
absolutely. And the thing that they're going to run into is that, and they, I think they're starting to get wind of it from the veterans, but they're going to be real tired, because I'm not taking them off. You know, where I was taking, I got to sub a lot of guys in the first three games. This game, you know, we're not going to have as many guys playing, so we don't have quite as many subs. So they're going to play a lot more football. So I hope they're in as good a shape as they think they're in. Should be fun. That's it?
Man.
No, I don't think so. I'm not smart enough to think of questions on my own. You guys, that's where you guys get paid the big bucks. I'm ready for the regular season. Yeah, it should be fun. But one more game. I'll be real happy on Thursday night flying home. I can guarantee you that. Thanks, guys.